fifth straight game?
We take it day by day, really. And we're certainly don't like the results. The structure is right. Individual mistakes at key moments in the game. That's something we need to avoid. You know, you look at the game, we were down by two, we came back, we were up by one. Their power play has been pretty good, or our power play has to improve. We'll look at that. But, you know, this is the end of a long stretch where we've played every second day. We went on the road for 16 days. Next week will be a good week to reset.
How big a boost can it be for a team when you see a guy like Darren Kramer get that goal to bring? I mean, good work by Patrick Bovley on the forecheck, and then Darren Kramer ends it off.
Well, it's, you know, those guys don't play a whole lot, and when they do get rewarded, it's a huge lift for the bench. Everybody's obviously happy for them, and makes a difference when you have, you know, guys like this, and CJ scoring a goal, your secondary scoring can make a difference, and you need that down the stretch, and eventually we'll need those guys to contribute, not necessarily in that fashion, but when they do it, it's a huge bonus.
One player who seems to be now on a nightly basis is Brody Sutter. What have you seen from his game? How he has three goals in three straight games?
Well, the big picture in Brody is the fact that he hasn't played a whole lot last year. He was injured for most of the season. Big body. he had a good summer, but we were having such a great start. He didn't play a whole lot the first half, but he kept working hard. Brody has a real mature approach of what it takes to play hockey. His practice habits are really good, and now he's found a rhythm where he's playing a little bit more, and he's contributing offensively. But I think that he's the type of player that the second half and the playoff can have a real impact in the game. But looking at the big picture, it was, you know, last year not playing a whole lot, getting used to the system here, getting used to the pace of our team, and then, you know, having the opportunity to play a bit more, and then he took advantage of it. And right now he's a confident player for us.
One thing you seem to be talking about quite a bit is discipline, and you guys have just tied the game 4-3, you get the advantage of a power play, and then Brendan takes the double minor. What can you as a coach do to illustrate to the players, aside from showing the end result of how they have to just curtail these stick penalties?
Well, your stick has to be on the ice. I mean, we took more than one like this tonight, and your stick has to be on the ice. These are the rules, and this is what we need to be aware of. We need to be aware, you know, what the referees are looking at, and if your stick is not on the ice and the referee sees it, you're going in the box. And also, yeah, that one is not good, and we had, you know, previous ones that it's just the same. Just your stick needs to be on the ice, and whether there's a goal against on a play like this, you're still going to the box, and we need to stay away from that. That's something we need to do better for sure.
One thing you touched on earlier in your one of your responses was the need for rest and giving your players the opportunity. Just how big will this, but not just physically, but also mentally, for the guys to give them a little bit of an opportunity to kind of, you know, reset and get ready to face the Condors next week?
Well, that's the main thing. I mean, we will reset physically for sure, but the mind, we need to rest our minds right now. We need to go back to something a little bit more simple in the way we execute. When your body is tired, when your mind is tired, you're making plays that usually you don't. So next week will be a big week for us. Not in terms, we're in good shape. It's not the issue. We recover pretty quick. In order for us to compete like we've been doing for a while, even though we don't like the results, the team has been competing in general. We're in good shape. It's a matter of, you know, resting our minds and resetting where we're at and what we need to do and hopefully having some players back in the lineup. So we've been banged up quite a bit recently.
My last question really is about players that are out of the lineup. Nick Petan specifically left the last game, didn't play today. And do you have any other updates on any of your other injured players?
No, we'll know. And all of our players right now, I don't have any dates. And the reason is it's day to day, and it might take might take 3 days. It might take 8 days. I don't know. So it might be more than a week, but it could be faster than that. So I'm not sure right now where we're going to be at and how quick they're going to recover.